Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's Loud and Local. Right now I'm talking with a couple people from Baby and the Nobodies. This is a band from the Northwest who's been playing a ton, and they have a rich history. They've been playing around for quite a few years, and we're going to get to all the details. But first, before we jump in, I got half the band. We're missing Jason and Kenny, 50% of the band, so I just wanted to put that out there. But before we go any further, introduce yourself and what you do in Baby and the Nobodies.
Oh, I'm Rev. I play guitar and sing backup vocals and all that good stuff.
Nice.
And I'm Rebecca, Baby, and I sing.
So are you really saying that the rest of the band are nobodies?
Yes.
Maybe.
Okay. Absolutely.
Self-admitted. Maybe. Okay, nice. Okay, right on.
So am I, though. I'm nobody too, so.
Nice. Well, okay, so you guys are going to be playing a show October 14th, The Plaid Pig in Tacoma.
Yes.
Where are you guys calling from today? Where are you guys based out of?
Olympia.
Okay. A little bit further south. So do you guys like to play shows around the Olympia area, or do you typically travel for shows?
We typically travel for shows because there's really only one place down here to play, and that's McCoy's.
Mm-hmm.
So we typically like to go up north and play shows or go down to Oregon, LA. The Viper Room was fun. Yeah. We played the Viper Room pre-COVID. So that was a good time.
Yeah.
That's got to be fun. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. So people are listening to the interview. It's not anything. It's not. We're not posting it, obviously, on the radio via, you know, video or anything. But when I'm talking with you guys via Zoom, and there's quite a few guitars behind you, Rev, how many guitars do you have up there, man?
A lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just I have a home studio, so they're kind of all like hanging up behind the control room.
There's nine behind us.
Yeah. Nice. Guitars and basses. Yeah.
What's your go-to?
Right now my go-to is the Tokai Les Paul.
Nice.
That I picked up about 12 years ago when I was in the Prophets.
Yeah. Nice, man. Okay. Well, can I get a little history of the band if you don't mind? Like, you know, how you guys, you know, first got together and how'd you meet up and what got the band going?
I don't know.
Whose version do you want?
whoever's down to let me know.
Cool. Okay. So Rem's obviously
correct you when you're wrong.
Hey. So Rem's obviously been around the block a little bit. musically and whatnot. And him and I started dating when he was in Prophets of Addiction. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to get a band together. I've been having a hard time getting a band together because unfortunately when you're a girl and you hit up male musicians, they think that it's like a free pass into the bedroom. And it's like, no, I'm actually trying to get a band together. I'm not a groupie.
I'm a vocalist, yo.
Yeah. So anyways, though, he helped me get the band together and that's how it got together.
Pretty much, yeah. I started off playing bass because we couldn't find a bass player for her. So, and then before you know it, I was playing guitar and all of a sudden I'm in the band.
Nice. Yeah.
What year was that?
Put on the Wayback Machine. that was like the end of 2013, I think.
Cool.
Yeah. When we started trying to get the band together, I started working on songs for the band and the concept.
The other half of your band, Jason and Kenny, how did you guys start playing with them?
Well, I've known Jason since like
20 years.
Hell, probably since right after high school. We've been in different bands and the drummer we had currently left and hit up Jason to play a couple shows for us. And that was 6 years ago.
Nice.
Kenny's the like kind of the same sort of thing, but not, I haven't known him as long and he hasn't been in the band as long. We've had a few bass players over the course of our short-lived career.
No, Kenny was a really cool guy that went to a lot of shows and I knew that he was a bass player and he was always like, Rebecca, if you need a bass player, let me know.
Yeah.
And then I would hit him up. The timing wouldn't work out. We would put somebody else in the bass position. And then he's like, yeah, I want to do it. And so the timing was never there. It was like, dude, we just hired somebody. We just brought somebody in.
Yeah.
And then finally I'm like, okay, I need a bass player. Kenny, do you want to do this? And the timing worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
So he had been trying to get in the band for what, like 4 or 5 years?
Well, at least 3.
Yeah. He'd been trying to jump in for a while. So it's good to have him on board now.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, I don't know if you've realized this, but you guys are about to come up on 10 years as being a band.
I know.
Pretty cool, huh?
Kind of crazy. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Time to celebrate, right? Coming up.
Exactly. Or get back in the studio and do another record. Yeah.
There you go.
Or it's time to break up and then do a reunion show.
Oh, yeah.
So, Rebecca, what got you, how did you kind of figure out that you were a badass vocalist? Had you always been singing? Were you, in choir growing up or, what gave you the confidence to grab the mic and become a vocalist?
I've been singing since I was little.
Cool.
It's really all that I ever wanted to do.
Yeah.
When growing up, like I remember early elementary, kindergarten, like people are like, what do you want to do when you grow up? And like a lot of my classmates were like, I want to be a mommy or I want to be a doctor, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to be a singer. So mine was always music based. I've always been music based. I did choir through junior high and high school. I used to audition for various things in my like mid to late teens. And then when I turned 21, I'm like, okay, I can actually go out to bars. I can actually meet musicians. Let's put a band together.
That's awesome. Going back, you were probably like coloring in Gem and the Holograms coloring books, right? You're like, I'm going to be her.
Spice Girls, actually. I wanted to be Ginger because she wore all the vinyl.
There you go.
Ginger wore the vinyl, but I wanted to be Ginger Spice.
That's awesome. Rev, how about you, man? When did you first pick up a guitar? Were you like a teenager, little kid? And what got you into it?
Yeah. It was a long time ago, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I played my first show when I was like 13 or 14.
That's awesome.
So it's like I picked up the acoustic guitar in like third or fourth grade and didn't get an electric until I was in like sixth or seventh.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always into all of the, the 80s hair bands and stuff.
You got the Faster Pussycat shirt on you.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So yeah, always into all that stuff. And I just, kind of liked the mystique of the lifestyle, I guess.
Sure.
And now I've done a lot of it and it's not that mysterious, but I'm still here.
There you go, man. Hey, you're passionate about the music and you know, you have the chops. So that's great.
He survived the 90s as a guitar player. He's doing good.
There you go. Nice. And then, you know, these days, you know, that you can hardly even hear a guitar on pretty much any of the charts. So, hey, there. Right. But it's due for a renaissance. Everything is cyclical, right? Like, it's just right. Like everything that's old comes back again. So who knows? I was curious about, you know, who came up with the name? Who is, you did? Okay. Nice. You're like, these are nobodies. I'm baby. F you.
Yeah. I had a friend at the time who was a makeup artist, and her and I were kind of just chilling out one night thinking about like what could be cool names for a band. Cause like I said, like I've been trying to get a band together for a while, even before I met him. And so I just thought that the concept of like baby and the nobodies, just like, you know, Joan Jett, the Blackheart, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, because the focus is the singer. And then if I ended up having a revolving door of musicians, they were nobodies. So
there you go.
You know, baby and the nobodies.
There you go. I like it.
So that was kind of the concept. And then I figured that I'd probably end up with seasoned musicians. So baby and the nobodies.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. And even going back to the Spice Girls, baby.
Yeah.
That's funny. So, okay. Like we're going to go into a song here, but, if you don't mind me asking, what was the first album you ever purchased with your own money, whether it was embarrassing or really cool? Rebecca, let's start with you. What was your first CD you ever purchased with your own money?
I was 8 and it was the Spice Girls.
There you go. We got a theme. Rev, how about you? Was it a cassette tape? Was it a vinyl? Was it a CD?
It was definitely cassette. Okay. I don't want to say it was either like Pyromania by Def Leppard or maybe Motley Crue.
Maybe.
I probably Def Leppard. I don't know.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So the first one I ever purchased was definitely Spice Girls, but the first cassette that I fell in love with was in kindergarten. And it was Madonna Like a Virgin.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Right on.
And she's trying to still look the same as she did, you know? So, hey, you know, why not?
Power to her.
Yeah, exactly.
She's not bad looking for what, 72?
Something like that. What's up, buddy? What's up, buddy? He wants to get his two words in. Okay, so you guys, again, have an upcoming show October 14th at the Plaid Pig. We're going to play a song called Heaven. You guys want to introduce this one real quick?
Yeah. Song is called Heaven from us, Baby and the Nobodies. I hope you like it.
It's loud and local. We'll be back with more from Baby and the Nobodies.
Now where do we go?
that was a song called Heaven here on Loud and Local. The band is Baby and the Nobodies, Olympia-based band that's going to be coming up a little north of them October 14th at the Plaid Pig. You guys got plans for Halloween?
No, not really, because my birthday is the night before.
Oh, wow. So, okay.
Yeah, so my birthday trumps Halloween.
There you go.
Every year.
It's all about Baby.
You guys have any costumes throughout the years that really stand out? Do you ever get into it as a kid or anything?
No, it was always my birthday.
Okay, never mind. Your birthday is way more important. I like it.
Yeah, I always lived way out in the country, so never did anything.
No trick or treating. All right. Yeah. Well, okay. So I was curious about Baby. Rebecca, how do we support the band? How do we follow you guys?
So you can follow us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Just look up Baby and the Nobodies. You can also find all four of my band members. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter, iTunes. We have our website, www.babyandthenobodies.com, where you can buy merch and really support us.
Yay.
We're all over the place.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So obviously, you know, kind of the elephant in the room is the whole pandemic thing that, you know, kind of cost us a year and a half or so of going out to a lot of shows. You know, how do you guys stay sane and how did you guys stay busy during that time when you couldn't go out and play gigs? Or, you know, maybe you could play gigs, but it was limited capacity and all that. How'd you guys stay sane?
Rev did a lot of writing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of writing.
Awesome.
I did a lot of gardening.
Okay.
And
we didn't really do much musically until the clubs did open with limited capacity. But, you know, then we tried to play like outdoor shows and stuff like that.
Did what you could, get
more fans and stuff in. So, yeah, kind of basically took some time off.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's
like everybody else.
And you know, it's like when the clubs did reopen, a lot of people were still hesitant about going out to shows.
Yeah.
And like some of the bands were getting like blacklisted for playing, you know, just all the stuff that was going on. So we were like, okay, well, we definitely want to play because we love music. So let's just do outdoor shows, he said, open space, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how we started back. But it was mainly just writing and then just recording stuff here at home, getting ideas down.
Yeah.
So that when we were ready to go back and see Jonathan, we had ideas ready to go for him.
That's Jonathan Plum at London Bridge Studios.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are you guys ready?
I'm always ready to go in the studio.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Definitely ready.
Nice, dude. All right. So when you guys have some stuff recorded, we'll definitely have to have you back on the show to debut it or something, if that's yeah. possible. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Cool.
Great. We'd love that.
So are you guys aiming for a 2023 release sometime, possibly?
That's what we're looking for. Okay. Probably mid-spring.
Awesome.
We're hoping.
There you go.
I mean, that all depends on, you know, duplication and stuff like that too. Mm-hmm. The times are kind of dragging out right now, but we're actually looking at doing a 12-inch vinyl.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we did a little, it's a 7-incher, right? We did a little 7-incher and yeah. He kind of thought that would be like his vinyl fever, like, oh, I'm on vinyl. Okay, I'm happy I'm on vinyl. And
now
when those arrived at the house, he's like, oh, now I want a 12-inch. And I'm like, I knew it wasn't going to end with just the 7-inch. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Next, he's going to want an 8-track.
Oh, God, if I could find somebody to record, like to duplicate those, I totally would have them already.
He's joked about that. We've joked about
that's
that.
That's awesome. Get that a late totally laser disc, DVD, a laser disc, a VHS, you know, all the formats, all the dead formats. Why not?
All of them. Yeah.
Right.
It's interesting. We were just kind of chatting about like, you know, the limited capacity. And then there was that, you know, time where people were playing outdoor shows and all these things. And it just kind of, you know, hit me just the other day. I was going out to get lunch with my friend and, you know, it was just what a weird fucking time we just have lived through in the last couple of years. You know, it's going to take a while to really unpack it, you know, and kind of realize like, wow.
It's crazy to think like, wow, that was like 2.5 years of our life that just mm-hmm. poof. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
crazy.
I just keep telling people, you know, like, let's really savor the local music while the bands that made it through and the bands that were really kind of like pivoted to, you know, like you guys did playing outdoor shows, or some people did live streams, or some people recorded, and, you know, really kind of reward the bands that stuck through it, and the bands that, and the musicians and the people that, you know, it played a toll on all of us. So, you know, you guys were out there playing gigs, and you know, we got to support the local venues and support the local bands, because, you know, this was our lifeline that could easily just go away like it did.
Yeah, exactly.
Sad but very true.
Yeah. Have you guys noticed any difference since, you know, like, shows have come back? Has there been, you know, is attendance what it was, or is there any real differences?
I would say attendance is actually down quite a bit.
Okay. That's what Will Andrews from 10 Miles Wide was saying. He was noticing that it was like really diehard people, but not as quite as many.
Yeah. It seems like there's not as many people at all. You know, we'd go play someplace and like just pack the place. And now we're pretty happy if we see, you know, 40 people some places. So yeah,
well, let's change that. Let's get some people out to sing these songs, you know, and to support the band. So I appreciate
because we still even have a couple of friends that are like, we miss seeing you guys, but we still don't feel comfortable going out. Like, there's still people that don't feel comfortable after 2.5 almost 3 years. So
to each their own, you know, if you can't come out to the show, you can always stream the album, you can buy the CD, you can follow you guys on social media, you know, your music's out there, or they could just listen to Loud and Local. Either way, there's different ways to support the music, but there's nothing beats seeing it live. I'll say that from my own experience.
Exactly.
Nothing like the energy of a nice live show.
Absolutely. The sound of the PA and the vibration of the monitors.
Yeah. Absolutely. Again, I wanted to plug that you guys do have a show coming up October 14th at a really badass punk rock dive bar in Tacoma called the Plaid Pig. So go support them. They are doing cool. Always, they got like a big calendar, always booked out, and you guys are gonna be playing October 14th. But I always like to ask this question, just because, you know, it is a local show and you guys have a strong local connection. You know, local people down in Olympia. What's your favorite Northwest band or bands of all time, whether it be a huge band or a small band that never really got out of the garage, or a current band or an old band, just something from this region that you love?
Easy. Mother Love Bone.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. That's your favorite. Nice.
And if you can't have them, then Sweetwater.
Okay. So you want to be rich.
Yeah.
I want to be a superstar. Nice. Okay. And how about you, Rebecca?
I would say, as far as bands that are playing right now, Stoned Evergreen Travelers.
Oh yeah, they're so great. Shout out to Misha. Yeah.
And Kevin and TJ.
Yeah,
they're rad. And just like their energy and just everything that they put out for their shows.
Mm-hmm.
Another band that I would say too is Drastic Down.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah, killer guitar player, killer vocalist.
Cool. Right on. Well, you shouted out the bands from the past, the bands from the current bands, and that's great. I appreciate you guys taking the time to do this. But my last question for you, what is an album you can go to if you're having a really crappy day? If you're just like, you know, have a crap day at work, or, you know, just you're down in the dumps, what's an album you can turn to that'll lift you up?
Purple Rain soundtrack.
Nice. Prince. There you go.
I'm gonna say probably something by Nine Inch Nails.
Nice. There you go. Get your aggression out.
You like the Downward Spiral, or you know, Broken.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Love those guys.
I love it. You're Nine Inch Nails. I'm like Prince.
Right. Hey, Prince is the good vibes. Nine Inch Nails when you need to get some aggression out. I like it.
Yeah.
Right. It's awesome. Just like Spice Girls.
Exactly, right? Again, October 14th at the Plaid Pig. You can go see Baby and the Nobodies. Follow them on social media. And let's get into a song. This is Blackout. Why don't you guys introduce this real quick?
Well, we are Baby and the Nobodies, and this is going to be Blackout coming at you.
Recorded by Jonathan Plum at the London Bridge Studios.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.